Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Shut Up and Eat, presented by ChoicesToYou.com. Eat out without going out, and by Priority One POS, your answer for payment processing and point-of-sale solutions.
Good morning, Gwinnett! Welcome to Shut Up and Eat, a new weekly show here on Business Radio X. I'm Tom Voris with Choices to You. On the show, we'll feature some of the top restaurants in our area. We'll talk to some of the top restaurant owners and managers. Our show is brought to you by ChoicesToYou.com and Priority One POS. On this show, I am so excited to have TL with Baby L Chicago Dog. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Man, it's awesome. I got to tell you, folks, if you haven't tried it, that is some of the best food you will have. Chicago dogs, Italian beef, it rocks. It's great. TL, I'm going to start with the first question. How long have you been doing this?
Man, how long have I been? Started doing this. I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me. I was 11 years old. I started doing this. Cutting onions, potatoes, you know, the grunt work, you know.
Started you know, from
yeah, hey, that's that started from the bottom, yep. Now I'm here type stuff. Yeah, I started doing it as a kid and kept doing it. It's just always been a love and a passion, you know. But, of course, you know, when you work in the we call them Viennas back in Chicago. So okay. The little Vienna spots, when you work in those, you know, it's cash. So you
and
know,
we have to emphasize the fact that you are from Chicago.
West Side, born and raised. I need that Fresh Prince background thing going right now. No, yeah.
We'll try to cue that one.
Hey, cue it for me.
That's great, man. So you started Baby Al's here. I think how many years ago?
3 years.
3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years. The first of last month.
Okay, and I think you've been working with us for almost about the same amount of time.
Same amount of time.
And that's awesome. It's been a great partnership.
Very good. Very good.
Very, you know, great to have you guys. Again, I like the fact that getting over to myself sometimes and getting a couple of talks, it's awesome.
Hey, I love the fact that we never get any complaints when y'all deliver our food.
Well, that's good. Thank you.
I'm not going to take a shot at that other service.
A goober?
Oh, yeah. Whatever it is you call it.
So I know you are a family man. And I know it's a family-run business.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about your family and yourself.
Well, in the restaurant immediately, you know, you got me, my wife, my two younger kids, Tiana and Terrence, you know, but I still have Tiara Thomas, you know, that comes in. You know, you're a little older, you know, you need a little bit more than what daddy can pay you. So you do have to have that day job, you know. Yes. So, yeah, so it's just all family. We also, on the weekend, we have Jamila, who is my daughter's, man, lifelong best friend, you know. Okay. So she's in on Saturday. So, yeah, it's a real family affair, you can say. So when that's from cool. The time you walk in the door to the time you walk out, you know, we greeting you and making you feel like you just walked into our house. You know, that's the way we provide our service.
I can agree. I've been there myself, and that's you got that feel about it. And thank I love you. The wall with all the memorabilia of Chicago.
Yeah,
I mean, yes. I'd be remiss to say you're not proud at all about it.
Ooh, man, hey, do you realize that? There are a bunch more pictures. I just don't have the wall space for it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
I'm sure you would have a bunch of it.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, that's cool. And you also have a radio show.
Yeah. I'm a part of the Unchained crew Tuesday nights on Lawless Radio. But I'll be getting ready to go back doing Grit Grind. Grit Grind was the show that I was doing prior to my opening the restaurant. And of course, you know, opening that restaurant. Time consuming, so really? I actually had to step away from the mic, you know, for a while. But I'll be going back June 27th, Lawless Radio.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Wait, you said restaurant, it's time consuming?
Restaurant and time consuming. Well, let's just say it like this. Because I had to be in here, you know, my regular 9 o'clock arrival, you know, that got boosted up so I could have my stuff done so that I could get out to get here. Now, I'm still going to pay for it on the back end because I have to be in there a little later. You know, Italian beef, you know, we don't do frozen anything. Just about, I would say at least 70% of the things that are made in the restaurant are made from scratch, me and my wife. So our Italian beef, cooked and cut daily. So yesterday's cook will be getting cut as soon as I get in today, you know, and again, I should be cooking for tomorrow. So I'm here. Mm. So you know what I'm doing later on tonight.
Am I supposed to feel bad?
No, nah, I don't feel bad.
Okay, good, because I really didn't.
If you want to come in and help, though, I'm just saying.
I'll supervise.
Hey. Hey, I got enough supervisors.
I'll do the taste testing.
There you go.
Quality
there you
control.
Go. There you go. There you go.
I'd be more than happy to
there
do that.
There you go. I just bet. I guarantee you I can get a list of volunteers.
Yeah. Oh, heck, I'm sure you can. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I know you brought some with you.
Oh, yeah.
What did you bring?
I bought you an Italian beef, of course.
Good thing somebody I know is not here.
Yeah.
I'd be fighting him for that.
Yes. Hey, I want the look. I want the look in the expression on the faces when they look at this early in the morning. That sandwich is looking that good.
Oh, you're going to get the look because we're going to have a picture of me stuffing it in my face.
There
when
you
get
go.
Because at go. That point, it'll be time to shut up and eat.
Oh, let's do.
Real quick, I wanted to give a shout out to our sponsor, Priority One. Priority One provides merchant credit card processing solutions and POS systems for all types of businesses, especially for restaurants, but also retail, professional, and service-based businesses throughout the U.S. Most importantly, they're a direct processor. That means they cut out the middleman, making their processing rates among the best in the industry. In a nutshell, Priority One POS provides PCI-compliant credit card processing merchant solutions to help keep your business moving forward. Remember, Priority One POS is about making you a priority each and every day to run your business. We're very proud to be partnered with them. A couple other things, I guess we can call these community service announcements, if you will. But there's a couple events that are coming up that I'd like to let everybody know about. And it's important, and it's for good causes. First one is 80s Night in Grayson City Park, featuring Electric Avenue. The 80s MTV experience presented by Chelsea Gardens Landscape Management, Saturday, tomorrow, June 9th, to benefit Grayson's Children's Fund. The Grayson Children's Fund provides Grayson youth with anonymous Christmas gifts, school supplies, as well as providing families in need in the Grayson community. It's an awesome event. We'll be there. Come by our booth and say hi. You go to Facebook, Give Me Shelter, to get information on it. So again, go to Facebook and it's Gimme Shelter. And one other event that's coming up that I want to bring, and this is very near and dear to my heart. Those of you who know that I've been around with Tiffany Krumans and her show, it's called Step Up to Crush Cancer. This is a carnival to crush cancer. Join the Gwinnett Young Professionals for Carnival to Crush Cancer. Step right up and knock cancer down. Everyone welcome. All event proceeds benefit Cooper's Crew in honor of Hannah Carlson. Proceeds are used to collaborate with CURE to help fund research projects specific to sarcoma cancers, to grant wishes for children with cancer, and award scholarships to high school seniors who have overcome adversity or hardship. Highlight of the evening include food from local restaurants, fabulous concessions, funnel cake, they got me at funnel cake, drinks, 20 chances to win amazing prizes, music by local tourists, nonstop friendly but competitive fun featuring Jumbo Jenga. That's interesting. Jumbo Connect 4, 5-game carousel, and a top golf simulator. This sounds like a great time, and again, it's for a great cause because we want to crush cancer. So, again, now back to TL.
Back
I had to
me.
Get my, you know, my service and
get
that part.
In
now. I'm trying to work on this.
The Jumbo Jenga, though, look, speaking of crushing, you know, I'm a little scared of that right there.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a couple ways you can put we'll just leave
a giant Connect 4?
Yeah, like, yeah.
What are you dropping in
it's
that tire?
It's June 20th. It's 5 to 8. Okay. And it's at Frenick Marketing Group at 4940 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, Suite 320, Berkeley Lake.
We may have to check this
out. I'll be there. That's going to be cool.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Matter of fact, and I'm going to throw you in the spot here, man.
Uh-oh.
They were asking me about some restaurants possibly donating a little bit of food.
Well, come on by, pick it up.
I knew you'd do that. See, I knew that. We've done that before. Yeah. I know your passion is, you know, with community and doing stuff.
We work with everybody, all the schools within the area, mm-hmm. The different church groups. I mean, it's not so much about, you know, everybody wants to make a living, you know, and we're going to make a living, granted. But at the same time, you know, you can take the chance to take the time to help people around, you know. So for the different teams, I mean, we sponsor, teams, drama clubs, and all, you know, all things like that, you know. And it's not one of those cases where my kid's on the team, so I'm going to sponsor it, you know.
Right.
The wrestling, of course, my son's on the wrestling team, so yeah, I sponsor that. But
without doubt,
you know, the other schools I don't have kids in, you know. So yeah, we definitely you're a part of the community.
Yes, you are.
The restaurant is not only it's not only, you know, in you know, this specific zone. We actually live in that zone. So mm-hmm. the people that we interact with, you know, within that area, we see them on a regular basis, you know, school meetings, grocery stores, things of that nature. So you're helping those around you. So
exactly.
Yeah, definitely. I stop in and get something. Let me know when, and we'll have everything set up.
I knew that's why I wasn't worried about putting you on the spot. I knew I could count on you on that. You know, in our time together and sitting talking, I mean, I can see in your heart you care. I mean, I remember when I came in with We Want to End Childhood Cancer shirts.
Yeah.
And you guys put them on right then and there, man, proudly showed them off. It was great because that's community. And that's, you know, and the community is, it's not just that exact city. It's, you know, it's all around.
It's all around. And when you look at it from that, that aspect, I mean, it actually makes your heart larger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can only extend your assistance and your reach to the person sitting next to you, you know, that's not really, you know, maybe you're doing that because somebody's watching, or maybe you're doing that because that person's watching, or because that person's there, you know. But when you reach across, you know, and you help people that you don't see, you don't even know, that's genuine help.
Yeah.
That's genuine help.
You know? Yeah, it's, you know, there's doing it for the right reason.
Exactly.
You know, you know, we're involved in a bunch of different things, and I do it not – it's not even to broadcast myself from a company. It's
right,
like, I want to help, especially when, you know, my passion for children.
Yeah.
You know, those battling cancer or foster children, helping out the different groups.
Right,
you
right.
Know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's all what it's all about. You know, that's our community. That's our
– Exactly.
You know, that's what we got to do.
No, exactly. Exactly. I agree.
All right, I'm going to ask you to – not that I need any more help, but tell me some more mouth-watering things about your food and your restaurant, man.
Hey, I mean, wow.
I mean, I know you got pretty extensive. I know the couple things that, because of the fact that you care so much about the quality that you're going to stop doing because of the time frame.
Yeah, the chicken. I mean, granted, Chicago, you know, we're all about, you know, fresh in your face. So, anytime you go to a restaurant in Chicago, you know, it's Sunlights, you know, that's for your Burger Kings, you know, your Popeyes and things of that nature. You know, but when you go to, again, we call them Viennas, you know, the small restaurants. These things are prepared, you know, to order. You know,
right.
So your chicken, you know, it, no doubt with how long the chicken's been sitting, you just watch it come out of the grease. You know, and it's a little hard, you know, explaining that to customers, you know, especially when, you know, people are so used to getting the hot wings, you know, and the hot wings is just fried.
Yeah, they're recooked.
Right, and it recooked. So, you know, you're looking for too many wings, and you come in Baby Al's, you know, it's like, man, I ordered my wings, you know, about 7 minutes ago. Where they at? Oh, well, you know, still cooking. You know,
fresh.
Hey,
fresh.
Hey, everybody takes the opportunity to remind when you place an order, our chicken is cooked fresh. Mm-hmm. It could take 16 to 17 minutes. Are you okay with that? Now, once you say yes, you know, hey, we are happy to give you some of the greatest chicken you're about to bite into. But we can't give it to you in 2 minutes. But no, we're actually just we're taking it off the menu, temporarily. You know, temporarily.
Still got the Chicago dogs.
Yeah. Oh, no. Now, sandwiches and stuff are staying.
Tell me how you – and I saw your post where you built a Chicago dog, and I shared it on my Facebook page. But I want to hear it, I mean, from start to finish.
Mustard, relish, onions, peppers, pickles, tomatoes, and celery salt on a poppy seed bun. And if it is not – and my people of Georgia, if it is not – a Vienna dog, it is not a Chicago dog. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. Vienna, nothing else. Aldi, Kroger, nobody else. It has to be a Vienna beef Frank. Simple as that.
And you were saying something about, I think, some sausage?
Oh, the Polish sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, same thing. Once again, stick with your Vienna. Vienna beef. And I'm had a person to tell me that we weren't making our Maxwell Street Polishes right.
Sorry, I'm drooling on my microphone. Forgive me. I need to clean that off.
Hey, he said, well, you know, so-and-so place, they make it, been making it for years with ketchup, you know, ketchup, mustard, and relish. Like, what part of Maxwell Street it was on in Chicago? There's no ketchup in Maxwell Street. Everything comes the same way. Mustard, grilled onions. You got peppers with it. That's your Polish, your burger, your pork chop, whatever it is you get, you know. So, yes, when you come to Baby Al's, yes, you will get a real. And I tend to stick away from that authentic word because I see so many people saying authentic. Mm-hmm. And then when you try, it's like, okay, this is a new spin on authentic. So I'll stick with real, you know, real Chicago
real
style
deal.
Takeouts. That's it. I'm a West Side born and raised kid. Been making it the same way. Learned from people that were making it, you know, 20 and 30 years before I touched this planet. And if it worked for them, hey, it's working for me.
That sounds like it works.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If I didn't know better, I'd swear you knew what the heck you were doing.
Hey, I play it off real.
Oh, man, this has been awesome. TL, you know, again, working with you for the past few years has been phenomenal. The food's great. You are a great person, and I'm not saying that because I'm sucking up because I really don't need to. But anyway, you know, your heart, and that's one of the things that I know, you know, attracted us as working together. I mean, we have some of the same feelings about our community and doing stuff, and that's fantastic.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, granted, this show is technically 30 minutes. We could drag it on. We can talk about, you know, you want to talk about the Cubs or the White Sox or the Bears or.
Hold on. Let me say something for the people that's coming in the restaurant because they've been hearing this for 3 years. They've been hearing it for 3 years. And I think sometimes people think I'm playing. I got out of baseball by 92. I got out of football by 89. And I got out of basketball the second time Mike retired. I have officially boxing, ultimate fights and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
That's it for me. You know, I totally got away from team sports, you know.
Oh,
just,
wow.
Just so much. It's so much. So, you know, just you know, the strike. It was the strike in the 90s that did it for baseball.
Same thing with me.
Yeah. They came back. I didn't come back.
Yeah, I just didn't have the same – zest for it. I mean, don't hate me. I'm a New York Mets fan, but yeah, and I can say that because I was born the same year that they came into existence, 62. And I'm aging myself. It really did. You know, it's like, come on, guys, really?
Hey.
So, but, you know, it happens.
Hey, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
Well, look, man, it has been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
And I think we'll have you back again at some point. Now, one real quick thing. Do you have anything? I know, and I wish we had you, but the show didn't even start at that point.
Yeah,
You did. You were sponsored with a concert just last weekend.
Yeah. We just did the Mother's Finest.
And I've seen Mother's Finest a couple times. I've actually met them.
They killed.
I got autographs.
They killed.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? They are awesome. I mean, I've had people that never heard of them. I took them to listen to it, and they're like, oh, man,
right,
this is great.
Right.
It's some of the best. Yes. But there's another one coming up.
Yeah, we prior to that, we have the Sparkle in the Park, which is on 4th of July.
Okay.
We're doing that one. And then
this is
the
in
next
Lilburn? Concert,
yeah, this is in Lilburn. Okay. This will be at Lilburn Park, the same place. And in September, we'll be doing the Electric Avenue concert. You know, we have a host, you know, for anybody trying to find out the different events. I've taken, you know, the suggestion. So many people were saying you should add an event section to your website so we can know where you guys are going to be.
Very cool.
So, yeah, just go to babyowls.com. You know,
I was going to ask you that next.
If you're on Facebook, you know, The Baby Owls. You know, anything The Baby Owls will pop up for us. So that's Instagram, Twitter, and everything, The Baby Owls. And I try to stay on top of updating everything that we have going on.
Very cool. All right, guys. Well, we hope you enjoyed what you've been listening to. If not, oh, well, I've been having fun with it. I mean, it's been great.
No doubt.
We thank you again, TL. Again, I'm going to go eat.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to end this with just a few words. Shut up and eat.